Blog Talk Radio.
Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture say, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Yes, you and you, let us come and exalt that wonderful name of Jesus today, together. Today, I tell you, we're going to have another one of those glorious day on today. I have just a beautiful treat for you on today, but I'm so glad that you have tuned in today from the Victorious Living Through the Word of Empowerment from Biblical Lessons and Principle. We're going to be exploring the theological implication and contextualizing the relevancy for today's living. I tell you, child of God, today we are in for a wonderful, wonderful treat. As I stated and shared, I have a beautiful guest that's here with me online today, none other than Dr. Eula Payne Williams, all the way from South Boston, Virginia. I just want to share just a little bit about some background about Dr. Williams so that you can have a greater idea and understand that this powerful woman of God, she was baptized in the name of Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost in July of 1963 at Bethlehem Church of Jesus Christ, the pastor, the late Bishop Cecil A. Malone. And some of the great things that Dr. Eula Williams is on November the 24th in 1990, Dr. Payne received her doctoral degree of theology from the Pentecostal Bible College. And in June of 1994, Dr. Payne received a dual doctorate degree of philosophy and church administration from the International Bible College of Grace and Truth from Dayton, Ohio. A little bit more about Dr. William, we'd like to share with you that she served as a secretary to the board of director for Halifax County Community Action Agency for about 5 years. She's also ministered through various places like as London, England, and South Africa, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and Israel and Athens, Greece, and throughout the United States. And Dr. Williams is just a profound woman of God. She's an author also of a book that she's published, Bruised But Not Broken. And she has her second book that's going to be in publication, and it is The Power of Your Faith. She's also is the CEO and president of the BBBC, which is the Bruised But Not Broken Conference. A little bit more about her, she's also is the president of El Bethel Institute of Biblical Studies with accreditation through the ACI. And so this wonderful woman of God, we could just go on. She's also been elected the state president of the Virginia State Council, Missionary and Women Auxiliary of the 28th Episcopal District of, and with Bishop C. Clarence E. Moore is her diocesan bishop. I tell you that Dr. William, one of the things that I know, I had the opportunity to meet this wonderful woman of God last year. She is a powerful woman of God, a woman of prayer, a prayer warrior, a warrior for our Lord. And I want to bring her right on and things. Dr. Williams, welcome.
How are you, dear? God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Yes. We greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus, and we thank God for you being here with us on today. Thank you for coming on board.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me. This is certainly a privilege and an opportunity, and I certainly want to thank the Lord for you and giving me this very gracious opportunity to be with you in Radio Land today.
Amen. Well, Dr. Williams, I tell you, I shared a little bit about your bio on this morning or just a few minutes ago, but I want you just to share with us something, if you can, to Radio Land about the ministry that God has placed and called and commissioned you to go forward in there in your region in which you are in. Why don't you share a little bit with us on today about the ministry that God has called you to and commissioned as well as anointed and appointed you and sent you forth? Could you share with us?
I certainly can. We'd be more than happy to. Well, Dr. Owens, I received my call, I guess my call to ministry at the age of 16. So I guess I did my trial sermon when I was a senior in high school. So all of my life I've been ministering.
Yes.
All of my life I've been ministering. But I have, you know, as you forementioned, as you mentioned there in my bio, I've traveled all over the world preaching and teaching the Word of God. It's my mandate. And to do conferences and workshops and revivals and whatever area I can get into to be able to help proclaim this gospel. Working the altar and, you know, of course I've done it all, the street meetings and conferences and field meetings, wherever we can get a chance in to get some word.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we have done. And so this is what I came to South Boston about 16 years ago, and I pastored here for 10 years, and about 6 years ago, I turned the church over to my husband. So now I'm back free again to travel and to do revivals and workshops and conferences, and this is what I do. This is what I do, and encouraging people and counseling and whatever I can do to help get, you know, help get them ready for the kingdom. So that's who I am.
Yes. Well, yes, and that's what I was looking here at your bio. It's just filled with just some wonderful, great things that God has done in and through your life. I was looking that you served as a Sunday school teacher, secretary, assistant secretary, the usher, and you was over the youth, the junior youth department, the choir, and was a Sunday school superintendent and administrative assistant and various other auxiliary. And it's just, you can see that how God has just really just, as the scripture said, whom he called, he will qualify them.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at how all of the wonderful things that you have done. And out of all of the things, what would you say would be your passion or the thing that is really just something just so dear to your heart in ministry?
Well, the thing that's dear to me, and of course, just to say, I usually tell people I did everything in the church, held every office in the church except for the Brotherhood Chairman. They didn't.
Yes.
They would never elect me to be the Brotherhood Chairman.
Yes.
Or the Brotherhood
yes.
Secretary, you know.
Right. Yes.
But I thank everything else in the church. I have been made, I guess, from pastoring to cleaning the toilets. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
Yes. All. You know,
yes.
But I think. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that experience that I've had through my life is working in the church. I've been in the church all of my life, and this is where my passion is. But I love evangelizing. Now that's my calling.
Yeah.
I love traveling. I love preaching. I love workshops. I love teaching and preaching and working the altar and helping souls, you know, come through to receive, you know, the gift of the Holy Ghost and all of this. Now, this is what I love doing. You know?
Yes, yes.
And I think I traveled. I evangelized like full time for like 20 years. And, of course, we have been instrumental in helping to start from the ground up, as we so speak, from grassroots, about 3 churches we have helped to establish those in the South and different places. So church is my life, you know.
Yeah.
This is my life. This is what I do, and there is, and this is what I enjoy doing. I enjoy preaching the word. I enjoy teaching the word. I enjoy working with souls and, you know, and helping them to receive the Holy Ghost, encouraging them and letting them know, look, we can get through this. We can handle this. We're going to get through here, you know, praying with people and fasting with them to let them know that God is not going to put any more on you than we can bear. Whatever comes your way, God know that we can handle it. So let's So let's buckle up here and let's do some fasting and praying, because
yes.
God is going to take us through this, you know. So
yes.
That's what I love doing. That's me. That's what I love doing.
And I really appreciate what you said, Dr. Williams, is that you said something that is very, very key that I want to always, again, to reiterate and encourage the people of God, that you said, like, let's buckle up mm-hmm. and let's do that fasting and do
right.
that praying and calling on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right.
That principle is so relevant and it's so key. It's something that God has given unto the body of Christ, to the
right.
people of God.
Right.
And we have to hold fast that our confidence, even in, you know, sometimes having to afflict our souls to cry out to God
yes.
to move the mountain or give us strength to go through
mm-hmm,
or whatever
mm-hmm,
he is
mm-hmm.
doing. And that is so relevant. Now, this is what I would like to ask of you, if you could. As I mentioned about the school, could you
right.
share a little bit about El Bethel Institute of Biblical Study, that God has so graciously blessed you to birth that school back in August of 2005? You're
yes.
the president and founder.
Thank you, Dr. Woods. I would be more than happy to. Well, when I first came to South Boston or to Virginia in 95, I started a Bible college, but I didn't have any teachers that was working with me, so I was trying to do everything.
Yes.
I was teaching at 3 or 4 times a week and at night and trying to pastor until it just wore me out, so I didn't. It lasted for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but about 5 years ago, I started my Bible college again, began to work under another college, and they helped me to get established. We got everything all set up. And so the Lord blessed, and we've been open now for about 6 years.
Wonderful.
And about a year and a half ago, we got our accreditation. So I worked and worked until we was accredited. And
beautiful.
So now at this time, you can get anything, everything from your associate's degree to your doctor's degree, and we have it set up now where you can receive or you can get your degree online.
Wonderful.
So yes. So I am very happy. I'm just elated with being able to have students
mm-hmm.
come on, and they can apply, and of course they can go to the El Bethel Institute website. And they can see, read about the school and know the courses that's being offered and know the degrees that are being offered. And that would be El Bethel Institute
.com.
Yes, they can go there. We have a beautiful website. They can pull that website up, and they can read everything about our instructors, about me as the president, about the courses. They can even register online. You know, that
wonderful.
Everything is online. So, but the Lord has blessed us, and we're getting ready for our first graduation, 2013.
Wonderful.
Yes. So we are really excited about that. But the Lord has blessed us, and this is what it is. It's a Bible Institute. And this is what we're teaching: Old Testament survey, New Testament survey, homiletics, and you know, and
mm-hmm.
you know, grief. And this semester we're doing biblical foundations and
wonderful
grief and grief. And so we got all of these courses in that we're teaching. And the Lord is just really blessing. The Lord is certainly blessing us.
Yes, and like I said, when the Lord blessed us to have the opportunity to meet you, it's just really just a kindred spirit, and I just love what God is doing in and through your life, and I am so excited about the El Bethel Institute of the
yes.
Biblical Study, and I'm just excited about what God is doing, and I want to encourage the radio land to go to the website when you can. To I have your www.drEulahWilliams.com, and that will be a link also that will take you over to the
right,
El Bethel Institute
right.
there
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
And so please, Radio Land, please go if you get a chance and go over and see all of the wonderful, beautiful website and all of the beautiful information that you can be connected into the school. Well, we want to move on and things. You have your 2 daycares and things, Little Feet Child Daycare and things. And did you want to share about that? Just a multiplicity of blessings, how God's blessed you in the ministry.
Well, the Lord is blessed, and we have a child daycare. We have an adult daycare, the child daycare, because my assistant director, which is one of my daughters, she runs that for me. And of course, we have a staff there.
Yeah.
I check in occasionally or call in.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
They run the daycare, but the Lord has blessed us to do that, and we're just doing advertising now. We want to really get that really out there. My husband was saying Sunday as he was ministering, he was talking about the daycare. So we're working on that, but it's doing very good. The Lord is blessing us, and goes to adult daycare. We're working on that. So we do have those two our daycares that, you know, that we're working with, and we just have a, like you say, we have quite a few things that we're going on here, a multi things that are going on here in South Boston, here at El Bethel Cathedral.
Yes, I like that, El Bethel Cathedral Ministry.
Right,
amen.
Right.
Amen. And that's on 1511 Noblin Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. Amen. And I just thank God for what God is doing in and through you. But this is the other aspect that we want to talk about, too. Like I said, last year we had opportunity to meet and all of the wonderful things, but you shared with me another aspect, and that was in regards to the book that you have published and some of the things that you mentioned through when you were sharing earlier about your the ministry that God has given unto you and you've been called into, and that was about your book, Bruised But Not Broken.
Right.
I'm going to ask you in just a few minutes here, just if you would just share with us about that, and however the Lord leads you in sharing, and then perhaps share a little bit also about your conference, the Bruised But Not Broken conference as well. And then after that, if you like to share about your second book that's in publication and things. And then I just want you just to, you know, just come back and just minister however God lays in, because I just feel just this is just going to flow right out, and just let God just use you. Please just share with us about your book, your experience, and the birthing of the Bruised But Not Broken conference.
All right. Dr. Owens, just let me know. I know that time is a
message,
so just if you just let me know when, you know, it won't be no problem. But I thank God for the Bruised But Not Broken, my book. Of course, the conference was also birthed out of this. But several years ago, I preached a sermon. I was someplace and not knowing where, but I did preach a sermon, Bruised But Not Broken. And that was my text for that particular church. And when I finished preaching, the Lord says to me, he said, that is the title of your first book.
Mm.
Now, that's been about, I know that's been 10, 11, 12 years ago, Bruised But Not Broken. So I think in 2010, I began to, the latter part of 2010, I began to write. And, of course, I already knew what the title of the book was going to be. It was Bruised But Not Broken. And as I began to write the book and to bring it together, and the whole idea of the book is to let my readers know is that just because you've been bruised, it don't mean that you've been broken, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things that we go through in life, we have the battle scars to show it. I mean, we have gone through some stuff in life.
Yes.
But as long as my spirit is not broken,
uh-huh,
you know, as long as my spirit is not broken, I am able to come out victorious. And this is what this book is all about. It talks about me going through life and some of the things that the whole book is about are me. Of course, the names have been changed, but I was bruised by different ones in my family, but how God, even though it would appear that I would have lost my mind, but God brought me through that. It also talks about how you can be a Christian and yet not be able to forgive.
Yeah.
And the Lord let me know you cannot be saved if you cannot forgive.
Yes.
So this whole thing is gathered around, talks about me or different places, going different places, preaching, helping other people, and I become very transparent in here on how that I was ministering and working with other people, but yet I had not forgiven the person that had sexually abused me.
Yeah.
And how the Lord let me know you cannot be saved if you cannot forgive. And he said, how do you expect me to forgive you when you can't forgive him?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how I agonized with this. I cried, I fasted, and I prayed that God would help me to forgive the individual that had bruised me. And how at the end, or the last chapter in the book takes you to how after many years of fasting and praying, I was able to get the victory over this individual.
Yeah.
And it caused me to be bruised. Even now, I can think about it. It's like a scar that I have on my hand. You know, the scar is there, but it doesn't hurt anymore. You know.
Yes.
And how we go through life, you know, people have hurt us, and we have to let that go. We got to release that, so we'll be able to work in the vineyard of the Lord. So that's what this book is all about: bruised but not broken. You know,
yes, and you have your conference too. Is that right?
Yes.
Would you please share a little bit about your conference?
Oh Lord, we have that conference every year in August, and we was in Huntsville, Alabama this year, and I tell you, the Lord met us. We was at the Embassy Suite. The Lord met us in a phenomenal way, and how we bring in speakers that are, you know, that talks to us, and you're able to relate and under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. People was just blessed through that conference, talking about your wounds and how to get past certain things in your life, how to release these things so the flow of the Spirit can be just to flow through you, so you'll be able to work. See, the enemy, as long as he keep us bound, he know we will not be able to fulfill the assignment that God has given us.
He
try to take us back, you know, to, you know, this person don't like you, the thing that you're going through, because he know until we're able to get past that, then God is not able to use us like he want to. So this is what this conference is about, helping us to release some things, to get past the hurt, to release the hurt, so we'll be able to work for the Lord full force. And that's what the conference is all about. We have excellent speakers. In fact, we was on our television while we was there. The Lord had somebody to interview us, and it was just excellent on television. And we had the ministries and the speakers and all the speakers. It was just excellent. It talks about, you know, your purpose in life and how we are to maintain that, and how we're to keep moving forward, and how to just pass. And our main problem is that it's hard for us to release the hurt, you know. You know, and this is what this conference is all about. And I tell you, the Lord met us in a phenomenal way. We was praying for people, and the Lord was slaying them in the spirit. And all they left, they're talking about, oh, my life has been changed since I came to this conference. And that's what it's all about. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And while we're there, and I just felt in my spirit just to share with you or ask of you if you want to just to share or say anything about your other book, The Power of Faith, and then afterwards, after you share with that, I just want you just to speak to the radio land. It may be a woman in the audience, it may be even a brother or a young lady or a young man in the audience or listening in on today that, you know, after you share about the power of faith, the book that the Lord given unto you, your second book, please just, you know, take that time to just minister to someone or whatever God lays on your heart to those that are listening at this time,
all
too,
right.
As well.
Well, my second book, like it says, in publication, and it should be out. We should be through with that by the end of the year. But it's called The Power of Your Faith. And in this book, we talk about the attributes of faith and how does one obtain that. We know faith come by hearing the word of God. But I give you examples of how God, I was paralyzed from my waist down, and the doctor said I would never walk again, and how God healed me. And I was able to walk out of the hospital in less than 24 hours after the doctor said I would be in a wheelchair the rest of my life. And I take you through these episodes of what happened to me within those 24 hours, and how what faith is all about and how it doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. It's what do I believe in God?
Yeah.
My confidence is not in what the x-ray said, you know.
Yeah.
My confidence is not in what the doctor said. My confidence is in God.
Yeah.
And God supersedes all of these other things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I talked to them about in the book how I was on the mission field and how the Lord opened doors. And, of course, we don't have time to go through any of those stories, but how when we didn't have anything and how we prayed and how the knock came on the door, the Lord told us to set the table, not having anything that, at that particular time to eat. God said set the table. So we set the table and put the knife and the fork and the spoon and got the plates in place, and how when it was all set, the knock came on the door and brought us the food that we needed. So
my Lord,
it talks about the power of your faith. What, how, you know, what is my level of confidence in God? I'm not concerned about anybody else. What do I believe God can and will do for me? So that's what this book is all about, is believing God and looking past the circumstances. Because if I look at my circumstances, I won't be anything. I'll never get up. I lay on the couch every day, you know, in depression and being oppressed. But when I grab a hold to God.
Come on now.
Glory to God. When my faith, hallelujah, when my faith is in him, Lord, I don't see it, I don't understand, but I know I'm holding on to your word. I'm holding on to your promise, because a promise is a promise. You promised me you was going to do it. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know it's coming to pass. And this is what this is all about, the power of your faith. You know, not nobody else's, but what kind of power do you have? What do you believe God is able to do? So this is what this book is all about, the power of your faith and how the Lord is blessed. I know I got to get it. I got to get back to my publisher, and it's going to be out by the end of the year. So, but it talks about it talks about the attributes of faith, you know, and what faith is, and so we're just praying that as this book is released, that somebody, you know, will grab a hold, grasp that faith element and begin to trust God on sickness and through whatever problem you might have or with finance or whatever you're dealing with, because God will meet you at the point of your need.
Yes.
And, you know, and this is what this is all about. This is what the, the power
and
of the faith
And I just felt the anointing as you was just sharing about some of the aspects and things that you were sharing in out of your book. I could just feel the life of the spirit of Christ Jesus is just exuding just out of your testimony of just the things that you were just sharing that is in the book. And it's so relevant, and I'm so excited about it myself, because the other thing, God said that, you know, the just shall live by their faith.
That's right.
And the more powerful our faith becomes, the more evidence of our faith is going to be manifested in the earthly realm, and those things that we have need of is going to come to fruition, because it's going to come through the vehicle of our faith. Faith believing.
Amen.
And so that is just so powerful. But Dr. William, why don't you just again, if you want to just to minister or to pray with the wonderful saints of God, or if there's something in your spirit that God is just laying in your heart to share, I want to at this time just to just give you opportunity. If it's a scripture that the Lord given you, please take this time to continue just to minister to the audience and minister to the wonderful saints of God.
All right. Well, Dr. Owens, I thank you very kindly. I just want to say to our audience today, may the Lord bless you. And whatever you do, don't give up. You know, I know sometimes things look tough. It looks dark. Sometimes you feel like I can't handle this. But I want to encourage you to hold on. Whatever you do, hold on to God. Don't let him go. Believe it or not, things are going to get better. And I know it looks dark sometimes. I've been there, and I'm talking about sometime just a few days ago I was dealing with some things. But when God make you a promise, there's nothing going to come upon you that you cannot handle. And God, that he's working something out of you so he can work something into. Now, one thing I want to say to our audience, and the Lord keep impressing this on my heart, is that some of us, or some of you that are listening, you have not been able to forgive, and that's what's hindering you. You must be able to find a way through fasting and praying to forgive that person or persons that have hurt you, because when you don't forgive, it doesn't hurt the other party. It hinders your progress in God. So I want to say to you, and of course I'm going to be praying with you today, that you will be able to release that hurt so you can become the individual, the man, the woman, the girl, or the boy that God has called you to be. And all these things, I know things are working against you. It seems like you're not going to come out of this, but I want to let you know that you are coming out of this. Amen. God have not brought you to this place to leave you. Everything is happening in your life. It's happened for a purpose. You're going to be able to help somebody else when you come through this. I preached a message once. When I come out of this, I'm going to know God better. And every time we go through something, hallelujah, glory, glory to God. Every time I go through a test, I go through something, when I come out, I know God like I didn't know him previously. So I learn more about him. So I want to say to you, stop complaining. Turn that complaint into a praise. Instead of complaining about what you're dealing with, start and saying, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. Thank you for the strength that you've given me. I know I can handle this with you. The Lord says, stop complaining. Because every time you complain, you're only digging the hole deeper. Learn how to praise your way. There's some stuff you have to praise your way out of. And let the devil know, I'm not going out like this.
All right now. All right, woman of God.
I'm going to give God a praise. I don't care if the tears are rolling down my face.
I'm
going to praise God anyway, because I know God is on my side. And I want to let you know, I'm praying for you. I love you. And we're going to pray with you, that God will give you the strength that you need and everything that you need. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And everything that you need is in him. It doesn't matter what it is. Don't worry about the evildoers. Don't worry about the people that's against you. Remember this, your enemy, that God said, I'm going to make them your footstool.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about Don't worry about your enemy. God said, I'm going to cause them. They are going to be able to push you where you have to go. So don't worry about your enemy. God's got that under control. You just continue to praise him and lift up your head. Stop looking down. And as I often say, even if you have, if you fall, fall on your back, because if you look it up, you can get up. So
yes. Oh my shanda da da mo se kata.
Oh kota da da. I bless your name right now. You will not be defeated by the enemy. Shake yourself. As my husband was preaching, he said Sunday, he said, man up. Shake yourself and let the devil know, I got a purpose. I'm on a mission.
Yes.
I got an assignment, and I'm not going to let you and nobody else stop me. And I'm going to pray for you that God is going to give you strength. I want you to shake yourself. Shake yourself. Tell yourself, I'm coming out of this. I am coming out of this.
Yes.
And God is going to turn some things around for you. God bless you. God bless
Amen.
You. Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, well, we thank the Lord for you, Dr. Williams. I tell you, I felt the power of God. I kind of like wanted you just to go ahead, and this is what I'm going to ask you to do. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord is just right here with us at Radio Land, and I just want to say whatever you have need of, I'm going to ask Dr. Eula Payne Williams. She's going to come back in just a moment to pray for us, and as we get ready to close in just a moment and things. But I want to encourage you, Radio Land, as the woman of God was saying about the power of your faith. There's some things that is hovering over someone's mind and spirit today. I want you just to get that in your spirit and your mind, the things that the adversary is trying to overthrow and fight you with. And I'm going to ask the woman of God to come back and pray. I don't care if it's your children. I don't care if it's your finance. It may be your body. It may be just looking into the future of what you have to do, have to get done. done and don't know or see a way out of getting those things done. It is going to be, the bottom line is, according to your faith, so be it unto you. And so I'm going to ask Dr. William if she would just get ready and to pray for each and every one of you. And I want you as a point of contact, those that can, if you just lift your hands up and point it up towards heaven, amen, as a point of contact, as she's going to pray and things for you, for whatever it may be. I'm going to turn you over right now into the hand of Dr. William, and she's going to pray, and then we're going to close out for today. Dr. William, would you please?
All right. As Pastor had said, I just want you to lay. I know you might have your phone or whatever, but I need you to just lift your hands right now to God. And as we are praying, I want you to begin to just say, "Thank you, Jesus." That's all I want you to do. I just want you to say, "Thank you, Jesus." And we're going to pray right now. God, we thank you, and we praise you right now. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you because you have been good to us once again.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you right now for Dr. Orange and how you blessed her with the radio broadcast, and thank you for those that are in radio land. We pray, God, that you would touch right now in the name of Jesus. Every soul that's tuned in to this station right now, we are praying for a special blessing in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that you would touch and heal by those that are sick by your power. We pray, God, that you would meet every need right now. God, that soul that has wandered away from home, and that mother that have that cloud of despair of her head, we pray that you would lift it right now.
In your name,
Lord, for the unsaved part of their family. We pray, God, you will bring them into the fold before it's too late. God, touch and heal right now. Let your glory be revealed.
Jesus,
we pray, God, that you would bind demon powers and demonic spirits. Let your will be done
in your name, Jesus.
Let your glory be revealed right now. By your power divine, help us to pray right now to lay aside everything that's not like you. Help us to be ready when you come. Toned down. Where we are weak.
Jesus.
We pray for strength right now.
Jesus, Lord.
We pray for your anointing.
Lord.
Home right now.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Let your glory be revealed, Lord. Let your power be made manifested.
Lord.
We pray, Lord. Let your glory show forth right now. Lift up the hang down head. And the fever needs, Lord, we thank you for it, and we praise
thank you,
We don't doubt you, but we count it done by faith,
Yes, Lord.
Right now, in Jesus' name, we pray, Say by your power divine, heal, deliver, and set free, In Jesus' name, we pray. God, we thank you for doing it.
Thank
in
you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. Glory be unto God. Truly, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this opportunity.
We thank you. And so, Dr. Eula Williams, we thank the Lord for you on today. We thank God. We give God the glory and the honor and the praise. And we do thank the Radio Land for listening in on today. We thank God for Dr. Eula Payne. Amen. Williams, amen. She's the president of the El Bethel Institute of Biblical Studies. And this great woman of God is just a prayer warrior, woman that loves God, evangelized throughout the national, international, and things. And she has just been a tremendous woman of God at there, the pastor and the founder of El Bethel Cathedral Ministry there on 1511 Noblin Avenue in South Boston, Virginia. And just a powerful, she's the president of the Women Auxiliary for the 28th, the Fiscal District of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. She's also been the council, presidential council prayer leader for the International Women and Things. She was appointed by that position by our international president, none other than Lady Joyce Tate. I tell you, she is called and she's created and commissioned to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I tell you, this woman of God, she is a woman of prayer and dedicated to God, to all that God has given to her through the ministry of deliverance and reconciliation and things, and she wants to be a blessing unto those that are lost and are hurting and those that are abused. And she has been so highly respected and held in high esteem among her peers and her family. Her clarion call is, get ready and stay ready, for the Lord is on his way back. Truly, Radio Land, this has been a blessing to have had this powerful woman of God who's been preaching, been called into ministry at the age of 13, preached her first message in her senior year of high school. And I tell you, as she said, whatever you're going through, you're going to get better. You're going to know God better by what you're going through, children of God. And so I again want to say I thank God for the woman of God. I thank God for Dr. Eula Payne Williams. You can reach her or see her on her website at www.drdreulawilliams.com. And go over to El Bethel Biblical College Institute and check out her website and things, and even the college that God has blessed her. If you're interested in classes and things, check out that information. I know you will really tremendously bless. And as I always say in my closing, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one prayer away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find, and knock, and the door shall be open, and it shall be open unto you, according to Matthew 7:7. So, children of God, I pray that you've been blessed on today. I pray that you've been edified and built up. And I pray that the blessings of the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow. Yes, there's a no sorrow blessing coming to your house today. All you need to do is just believe the Lord our God, and he shall and he will bring it to pass on your behalf. Until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord be with you, is our prayer. Bye-bye.